Hello, 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 beautiful people. How are you? I hope you're so well. And once again, I'm apologizing for not checking in this past week. And like always, I have really good reasons as to why that is. I'm going through a rebrand of sorts for this platform, and I promise you it's going to be for the better. For starters, we've changed the name, finally. We were talking about possibly changing the name. I've hinted at the idea that I wanted to kind of change the name of this show that we've got going on for a while now, and I finally took the plunge and I did it. So Celestial Thoughts is no longer. It was great while it lasted, and for all of the people who were along for that ride, you guys are OGs. You guys are the truth. And thank you for rocking with me from the very beginning and watching me figure out this whole thing in real time and making adjustments and edits along the way and just being part of this creative process because it is a process and it's not always shiny and buttoned up and, completely and fully tailored and edited. So there are going to be changes, there are going to be evolutions, and we are going through one of them. And hopefully one of many evolutions for the better as we keep this train on the rails. So, Celestial Thoughts is no longer. The new name of this series is going to be, drum roll please. That was my very terrible attempt at a drum roll. I don't know what that was. But the new name is Thoughtful Threads, a fashion philosophy podcast. That's it. We are no longer Celestial Thoughts. We are Thoughtful Threads, a fashion philosophy podcast. And of course, fashion is a loose term, but you guys know that we generally touch on things about fashion, yes, but just style overall as a greater arching, focus and society, culture, and anything that falls in the umbrella of all of those things. So I think that the name is way more fitting of what we do over here. I thought Celestial Thoughts was just like a little bit too broad at the end of the day. Like it didn't really fill the scope of what this platform is hopefully going to be. And I wanted to just get a little bit more honed in and laser focused on what we do over here and the kind of community that we're building over here. And I wanted something that wasn't so open-ended. So you'll notice if you're listening that the name has changed and also the artwork has changed in keeping with the theme and the overall ethos of this rebrand, this new phase and development. The artwork has changed. I personally love it. It's simple but impactful, I think. I think that it is just exactly what I want an artwork situation, a logo situation, if you will, to be. I want it to be simple. I want it to be impactful, and I want it to be easy for anyone to understand. And if you have never heard of this platform before, you've never heard of me, you're not familiar with our community that we're building over here yet, I think that the artwork really does a great job of explaining what we're all about with as little bells and whistles as possible so that we can just get in, make our mark, and not completely overload everyone with like doing too much. So I love it. I hope you love it. And next announcement within this rebrand is that we are now going to be doing seasons. So what I've been doing is coming back to you guys on a, I would say, weekly to bi-weekly basis. And I'm still going to put out And I'm still going to put out content on a weekly to bi-weekly basis, but I want to do it as seasons. So I'm considering these 11 past episodes that I've done. Wow, we're already at 11. Who knew? I'm considering that as season one. And season two, right now, I believe I only want it to be 8 episodes, but of course, if that changes along the way and we add a couple more, or take away some if we don't feel like it's really that impactful, then that's fine. But I'm leaning on 8 episodes for season two. And I want to map them out. I want to have all of that content planned well in advance. I'm also thinking about adding a visual component to this podcast series, which is super exciting, but also a little nerve-wracking because by no means am I like a super tech savvy girl. So I'm going to do my very best to live up to the hype and live up to the expectation. And I'm taking notes furiously right now as we speak on how to put our best foot forward in the visual content space. So, yeah, more to come on that. You know, if you prefer visual content to audio, sooner than later, I got you. I know that I well, it's not that I know per se, but I think very strongly that having this platform also be visual could really help us grow our community and find more like-minded people. So, fingers crossed on that it goes the way that I'm hoping. And I will see you guys for season two of this series. And I don't want to put out a date just yet of when season two will begin because, you know, there's so many variables, like ideas might change, they might grow. And that might mean that it takes more time to get that idea off the ground and the capacity that I want it to be. So I would rather sit on something until it's exactly how I want it to be before I give it to you guys than have super premature ideas just floating out in the wind because I want to put my best foot forward for y'all. I love this community. You guys are awesome sauce. And I just really want to wow you and impress you and show you all of the things that I've been working on. So, you know, soon, please keep your notifications on or keep checking back periodically to see when is the next update over here and check in with me and see how the progress is going. And if you have any ideas for season two, I've already started working on a kind of like a bulletin board of possible topics, and they're all really exciting, if you ask me. I think that we're going to have so much good conversation around these ideas. But if you have any ideas, please, as always, I encourage you to reach out to me on socials. My contact information is there. And I'm always fielding ideas from you guys because you guys are what makes this whole thing fun and enriching for me at the end of the day. So I'm always wanting to hear from you. And even if you give me an idea and I don't use it right away, don't think that I haven't locked it away in my memory bank for the right time and place. Everything is about the art of timing. I see you. I acknowledge you. And thank you for your brilliant ideas. I can't thank you guys enough for being here. And I just wanted to come in, make that church announcement, and tell you guys to hang tight because season two, God willing, is gonna be awesome. So, thank you for rocking with me. I can never thank you enough. And see you guys for season two. Bye.